The relentless use of U.S. assassination drones in Yemen has once again put the Yemeni government on the spotlight. Sana'a is blamed for failing to meet the people's demand and bring an end to what many believe is a legal targeted killing of Yemenis. U.S. officials claim that the drone program in Yemen, which has claimed the lives of about 15 Yemenis since June, is being conducted with the cooperation of the Yemeni government. Due to the increase in drone attacks in Yemen, many rights activists and international anti-war organizations have called on the administration of the U.S. President Barack Obama to end its drone program in the country. We met with Barak Sheban, who is the project coordinator for the London-based human rights organization Reprieve. He told Press TV that his organization has commenced an anti-U.S. drone campaign in Yemen.
One of the main projects we did this year was visiting the southern city of Abyan. In there we met a number of children and parents who were, you know, who were victims or, let's say, survivors of drone strikes. And in this visit, we saw how much the effect of the drone strike is causing on the on the communities there. How much is terrorizing the children from going out to schools? How much is, you know, it's affecting even the farmers to go and work on his farm? So the drone strike is not about just the matter of killing one single person. You're destroying a whole community by just one drone strike.
As a member of the Transitional Justice Team in the National Dialogue Conference, Barak Sheban says that they have successfully passed a law in the first phase of the conference to criminalize killings outside the rule of law.
We managed to pass a law in the first phase of the outcomes of the National Dialogue, criminalizing the killing outside of law, including drone strikes and targeted missiles. This is a law that has been approved reached a consensus by the National Dialogue participants, and I expect that it should be adopted by the Yemeni government right after the National Dialogue.
According to medical experts, nearly 70% of drone attack survivors, including many children, are now suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. They are now terrified to even leave their homes and go to school in areas of the country which have experienced numerous drone assassination strikes. Yusuf Maudi, Press TV, Sana'a.